With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We got the hot seat, as is the case every Worship Wednesday. We got the hot seat. At the bottom of the hour with Arnie Spanier, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We always like to smack around the stinking genius. That's his nickname. Stinking Genius 1 on Twitter if you want to follow him. Stinking with no G at the end. Stinking Genius 1 on Twitter. But he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. That'll be a lot of fun. Rob, right now Tampa Bay up 1-0 in the third inning of Game 2. And we started out the show talking about, you know, we gave him props. How great Clayton Kershaw was in game one. And he really
got the job done. Yep. He did it, Chris.
8 Ks, 6 full innings. He looked good. 1 earned run. We gave him, giving him his props. But we got to give somebody else his props, too. Mookie Betts was spectacular. Mookie Betts was 2-for-4, scored 2 runs, 1 RBI, a walk. And I'm telling you, and we know, look, he can steal bases. But watching him steal second and then steal third, I can't remember what inning it was. And then he scored, you know, moments later, the 5th inning. I miss, Rob, when you and I grew up, I went to a lot of baseball games, especially when I lived in Cincinnati, Cincinnati Reds.
You lived in a great baseball town,
yes,
right?
Cincinnati. Absolutely. Lou Brock was, I mean, we still like 900 bases in his career or something like that?
Yeah, Lou
and
Brock.
Then
you had
Ricky Henderson after him. I mean, these dudes were stealing over 100 bases a year. Now 30 is a lot. And it just brought me back, made me feel good, because I like a small ball, if you will. I like manufacturing runs. I like stolen bases, singles, moving the batter over. Of course, I love home runs. Everybody digs the long ball, right? Including me. But I liked – Mookie just took me back. And the bottom line is this dude is exciting. We've seen him make some great catches where he's robbed, you know, guys of home runs.
And he saved a game. He saved a couple games with plays yep. he's made, Chris. This guy is a Gold Glove winner. He's won the Gold Glove four times. This is not a yep. shock.
He is a fool. He does it all. But I just we got to give him his props. And, you know, right. I mean, he was the MVP. As great as Kershaw was, Mookie was probably the MVP of game one.
He played great. And here's something for people who maybe aren't up on Mookie Betts. They know he signed a big contract, Chris, with the Dodgers. But here's all you need to know. You know the Boston Red Sox have a storied history, right? Storied franchise. Yep. In 2018, when he was with the Red Sox, Mookie Betts became the first player in MLB history to win the most valuable player, Silver Slugger, Gold Glove, batting title, and World Series in one season. Did you hear what I just said, Chris?
Wow.
Nobody had ever done that. Baseball's been around for 150 years, and all the great players who have played, nobody had ever done that. It's an incredible feat.
I'm going to throw this at you based on that. We're obviously – now, he's still young. I mean, he's only
28.
Right. He ain't young to the point where you're wondering, okay, will he live up to his promise? He's done it.
Oh, no.
As you just said, he is a legitimate superstar. And Rob, people might say, oh, Chris, come on. We're watching an all-time great. We are watching an all-time great. And I want to throw this at you because I don't know who to face of baseball. Okay, yeah, Aaron Judge, many people would say. But Aaron Judge has trouble staying healthy. Let's just keep it real.
Yep.
Bryce Harper. Bryce is up and down. Bryce, you know what I mean? Like,
Let me say this about Bryce Harper. He moves the needle. That's all I'll say, Chris.
No, he's recognizable.
Yeah. He moves the needle, and that's the thing about Bryce Harper.
But he's the face. If you want to call him the face of baseball, and he very well may be, it's not totally because of baseball, right? It's his personality. You know, he comes off like this just cool rebel type guy, you know,
even though he's
a solid dude. Yes, the hair is all that.
Yeah,
but
I'm
saying, can Mookie, why not Mookie? And if he, you know, is, say, the MVP of the World Series or whatever, just plays well and they win it, would he become the face of baseball?
I don't think it's against. I don't think he couldn't. Because of he's played big time. That would mean he's won two World Series already by age 28, right?
That's phenomenal.
He's already won an AL MVP. He's a member of the 30-30 club.
You'd even have to give him a little credit because, and it wouldn't be all him, of course.
No,
maybe
but the Dodgers hadn't been able.
Right, they hadn't been able to get over the hump. He won it in Boston. And then they win it with him. I mean, you'd have to give him some credit for that.
Yeah. Right, his first year, right. You could. That he was the difference maker. So, yes, he's a lifetime 300 hitter, Chris, which is impressive.
Yep.
I don't know if there's anything he can't do. I mean, he really.
No, he's a fool. He does the whole spectrum. But he's not, like you said, he's not Bryce Harper with the personality. Even Tim Anderson, or certainly not Fernando Tatis, in terms of the personality and the flair. He's not Aaron Judge with the home runs, but he also isn't Mike Trout. You know, he's got more personality than Trout. And I'm not saying Trout's, you know, has no personality,
but you know what I mean.
He's more colorful, if you will, than, no pun intended, than Trout. You know, he's a solid, you know, dude.
But Chris, there's two things I want to talk about him that are surprising. Tell me where you are with this. His first Little League coach was his mom. His mom coached the team. Can you imagine a guy whose mom coached the team, he made it to the major leagues. His mom was his first Little League coach. And number two, like the name Mookie, there's not that many Mookies. Guess where he got the name Mookie?
Well, is that a nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying,
Mookie,
where do you think
I remember reading that or something,
His name is Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S, okay. Marcus.
Is it a playoff Marcus?
Nope. The Mookie comes from Mookie Blaylock. His parents watched him and the name Mookie, and they just started calling him that. Just from that.
Mookie
and we know
Blaylock.
There's one other
Mookie
famous
Blaylock
Mookie.
Was a good little player.
Mookie Wilson with the Mets, who won the World Series in 86.
But that had nothing to do with it?
No, it was
that
Mookie,
had
it was
to
Mookie
do
Blaylock.
With Mookie.
Yep. So, he's a star. He's a star and could be a bigger star. He's on the right stage. He's in a big city on a great franchise, Chris. He has all the makings. Not that Boston wasn't, but he has a chance to leapfrog over those guys we mentioned. I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah, and we talk a lot, Rob, about, baseball is different. Right. You don't judge it. Obviously you want guys to win championships.
But it's
maybe
hard.
Maybe pitchers,
right.
It's a little different, maybe. But yeah, we don't judge like we do quarterbacks in the NFL or,
great players
in the NBA. Yeah, we don't judge them by championship. Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen. I mean, talk about what you will with how he became that, whatever. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. And he never won.
Ken Griffey Jr., Chris, never won.
Yep.
Another great player. Ted Williams, Red Sox legend, never won. I could give you a big-time list of great players who didn't win in baseball because there were all kinds of other things we talk about all the time. The pitching wasn't right. You know what I mean? The where you were playing.
Or you just had nobody else on the team.
Exactly.
Right. And even back then, of course, nearly as many teams were making the playoffs back then.
One
of my favorite players was Rod Carew growing up. He never won anything, So I bring that up because obviously you got Mike Trout, who may be the best player in the game. And some people think he could be the best ever. And he can't even get in the playoffs. He's not getting in the playoffs. And I just want to say, though, there is something, even in baseball, there's something to be said for winning. Now, you don't blame Trout because they don't win down there in Anaheim.
Because they don't have pitching and they got some other issues, right.
But if Mookie keeps winning and he's just a winner, I mean, it's like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, we know he wasn't individually a Hall of Famer, but, nobody's going to say he was the best shortstop they ever saw.
He never
won
an MVP.
But the fact that he won, he went five World Series?
Yep, five.
The fact that he was such a winner, I mean, that lifts that dude up. And I just wonder, could Mookie winning lift him over a Trout, as we go forward?
I think it's possible because when people look at greatness,
he's close anyway,
whether it's fair or not.
Right.
It's not like he's like Trout is number one and he's number 50. No, he's one of the top three or four players in the league, right? Top five? Top four or five?
Yeah,
he's up there.
I got to say he's top five, definitely.
Okay, so he's in the top five already. And if he wins, remember the Dodgers have a 32-year drought. And he shows up and the first year they win the World Series. He will get credit. He will be the guy who put them over the top.
Yeah. This is, I just think it's fascinating. And like, where you at on, I mentioned the stolen bases. I loved it, man. It took me back, man. And I want to see more of that in baseball again.
Yeah, what happened is they stopped paying for stolen bases. So guys, it takes wear and tear on you, Chris, to steal bases on your legs, on your body. And but
they don't
the guys
like it analytically either, right?
Right. No. Nope.
Wearing, risking
they'd rather
that
you
out.
Stay on base.
Right.
And let somebody hit a two-run home run. That's what they want. They don't want you to get thrown out trying to manufacture a run, which is ridiculous to me.
Right. It's an exciting element in the game, and it certainly was last night. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in, guys. With a big showing in the World Series, turn Mookie Betts into the face of baseball. That's the question we're asking as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And we're talking about Mookie Betts. Can Mookie Betts be the face of baseball if he wins with the Dodgers? Would people start to look at him? That would be that he won two World Series. He's only 28 years old. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's do that. All right, Richard in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
What's going on? If you ask me, more of the younger crowd, he already is kind of, especially for like the more urban, younger crowd, he's already more like a face. I'm getting on Twitter for the first time in I don't know how long. I'm seeing people excited for baseball, like people my age of basketball and football type people.
No, I got it, Richard. You're right. But I'm saying for a lot of people, you know, the masses who come out and watch, we saw some of the TV ratings were high for baseball. You know, there's a lot of casual fans, right, who don't know all the players. It's the same thing. How many times have you been to Super Bowls? People don't know most of the players, am I right? Except for the quarterback and maybe the coach and a running back. That's all they know, or a big-time receiver. So Mookie Betts definitely is one of those guys. Thanks for your call, Richard. Appreciate it. We're having a little technical difficulties with Chris, but we'll keep rolling. Safe in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Safe?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, Playboy?
How you? Man, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'd be doing better once the Dodgers take this lead right here.
Well, they're not hitting, so they can't take the lead yet. But I understand what you mean. They're only down 1-0.
It's a long game. It's a long game.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I know you got a bet on Tampa Bay, but I forgive you. So Mookie, to me, is already the face of the Dodgers and of the MLB. Just look at your own employer.
So wait a minute. He's already the face of the Dodgers already?
Oh, yeah. Just looking at, like, branding, every email I get from Dodgers.com has Mookie front and center. Every graphic on Fox is Mookie front and center. It has been the entire playoffs. I mean, he's a great player.
Well, I think he's more accomplished than, like, a Cody Bellinger, right?
Or
a Seager, because those guys haven't won yet. Exactly. And I agree with you on that. That's why he is going to get top billing, because people have seen him win a World Series already. But I'm saying about nationally to be like the face of baseball. You think he's already there?
Name me somebody else. Aaron Judge, always hurt. Mike Trout, Angel Stink.
Bryce Harper. Bryce
Harper
is another
awful,
guy.
Awful, overrated, on bad teams, left the Nationals the year before they won. They won without him. I mean, that's an indictment on him right there.
He's still a great player. He's a great player. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox. What is that, Alon in Bakersfield? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alon?
How you doing, Rob? Can you hear me?
Doing good. Yes, sir. We're all good.
All right, good. Because I need you guys to hear me when I say this. All this Mookie Betts craze is making me throw up in my mouth. You got to be kidding me. This guy
Go ahead.
Is not the
Let's hear it.
I get it. You listed all the accomplishments, all the accolades he received in 2018. But must we forget the Red Sox were cheating that year? They were cheating. It's painted. The guy, I don't care what he does from here on then, he's labeled a cheater. Just like how you labeled Tom Brady and Bill Belichick a cheater, Mookie Betts, add him to that list, right along with the Houston Astros. He's not the face of baseball.
Alon, I think you gotta be fair. They did an investigation. It was not at the same extent of the Astros. You could call them that, and you could call people on that Red Sox team, but they did not get the punishment that the Houston Astros got. That's your thought. That's fact. You can say whatever you want. That's fact. There's even talk that the Red Sox might hire their manager back. I mean, that to me doesn't make sense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob G., Are you ready to jump in?
I was born ready, and this guy in the hot seat is about to get toasted up.
Well, let's do it.
Current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That is right. It is without a doubt one of our favorite segments here that we came up with on The Odd Couple, the sports radio show that is swiftly taking over the country with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard taking a little technical issue difficulty. We have Rob G standing in as he can't beat The Odd Couple by himself, so we'll put him on The Odd Couple to maybe get himself a win.
That's right.
We have no other than the stinking genius himself, the Arnie Spaniard on the weekends with Aaron Torres. Arnie, how you feeling today?
B.S. I call B.S. I don't think Chris Broussard had anything wrong with his stuff. He didn't want to come on and face me because he knows I like to kick his teeth in every time I do the hot seat. Matter of fact, when I'm done kicking your teeth in this time around, a good friend of mine, Dr. Stuart Hoffman, he's an orthodontist. Go see him. He'll fix up your teeth when I'm done kicking them out.
Arnie, I just got one question. You live in Vermont, right?
Yes.
Is that maple syrup on your hands? I just want to make sure.
Oh! So you guys know how this works. This is the hot seat where Arnie Spaniard.
Arnie, you never got that one, huh? No one's ever gotten
no,
that one.
I'll give you that. That's a first. That's a first.
So without further ado, Arnie Spaniard came into the squared circle to take on the tag team champions of the world with three of his hottest takes. And Rob, I have a feeling you'll really enjoy this one. So our friend Arnie here says that Kershaw can no longer be called a choke artist in the playoffs after last night. Arnie, you got 30 seconds. Tell me why.
Oh, please. First of all, Clayton Kershaw is back. First of all, we all know he's a Hall of Famer, the numbers that he's put up there, but what he did yesterday set the tone for this World Series, which is why the Dodgers are probably going to sweep this or win it in five. Matter of fact, what he did yesterday, the swinging and missing by Tampa, is just unheard of. We've never really, 50% of the swings were misses. He had him fooled. For a guy that's old and washed up and supposed to be some type of choker, look, I'm not going to deny his numbers are a little bit higher in the postseason than it is in the regular season, but he's always been the ace. He's always had
what?
To carry them.
Arnie, a little bit higher, two runs higher. That's huge in the playoffs. And one game doesn't make a World Series. In 2017, the Dodgers won game one against the Astros, and he pitched a gem only to give up two three-run leads in game five and cost them the World Series. His job is not done yet. It's a nice start, but he has to put a bow on it and win the championship before you're ready to say he's off the hook. This is so premature. Stop it!
You see, what you're doing is you're comparing him to the regular season, because his regular season numbers, in 13 years, his overall ERA is 2.43. Matter of fact, he's only been above 3 two times. Otherwise, he's been sub-3 every year he's pitched. So people see those numbers, and they're like, well, he's got to do that in the playoffs. He's got to do that in the World Series. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner. Now, he's still almost a 500 pitcher. I believe he's 12-12. It's the 4.31 ERA and the home runs that are too much.
Arnie, stop it! Like Chris Broussard says. You know why they pulled Clayton Kershaw even though he was dealing in game one? Because history says when you get him into the sixth inning and beyond, his playoff ERA is 7.31. That's like me and Rob Parker at the softball leagues on the weekends. We're serving up nothing but dingers like Clayton Kershaw does to the opposition. His playoff history is terrible. He's going to have to win at least this World Series to change it. Nothing changed after game one. He's terrible.
Rob G coming swinging with the stop
yes, sir.
It.
And he had the big number. Come on, that's 7.13,
like that.
All right?
Arnie, you know I love when somebody stands up for a cause greater than their own and tries to change the justification we hold against men in baseball. But Arnie, you're standing on a hill that has no depth to it. I'm going with the Odd Couple on this one.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So, guys, round two here, as Arnie's trying to stay within the close range. It's another hot take by, again, Rob, something you'll enjoy, an MLB topic, since, you know, it is the World Series, everybody. Dodgers, you know. Well, Arnie Spaniard says that the MLB, this is a good one, should keep the neutral site World Series moving forward. Arnie, you got 30 seconds. Tell me why.
I love this. Matter of fact, if you look at, Super Bowl, it's the biggest thing we got going, and that's neutral site. Look at the college football. Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, Texas. I could start seeing where we have great neutral site World Series. Half the stands are filled with, like, New York Mets fans. Half the fans filled with the Yankee fans who are playing the World Series. Oh, what a dream come true. It'd be great. But it'd be great to have a neutral site game where fans can come from all over, help promote the game of baseball a little bit, and instead of having it in one place.
Arnie, that's just for one game. That works in a football game or some situation like that. This is baseball playing in different ballparks that's catered to your team, the home crowd, the feel that you have to go into hostile territory, neutral sites, all the sponsors buy up all the seats. There's no buzz. Most of those games are boring because they're just casual fans, and the real fans never get to go to the World Series or go to those games. This is just a one-year thing for 2020. We'll go back to real baseball in individual stadiums like it always has been.
You know, when you see what the effect is with the Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, I know you say it's one game, but it makes all the difference in the world when you see the stadium split 50-50. Two, it does promote the game of baseball. It's good to have it in other cities. Three, what about the weather factor? Avoid rain and bad weather by permanently putting it in a dome or a good weather site. That's what you want, so you don't have to worry about October weather in New York and it's cold and it's affecting the game of baseball. That's not a World Series. You can't have, like, cold weather affecting the game in that type of aspect.
Once again, Arnie, stop it! Come on, man. Everybody knows one of the best things about baseball in the World Series is the home field advantage.
Yes.
Why they play 162 games to determine who should get the home field. You know what I don't like about the Super Bowl, even though we know a few? Is that there's no real fans there. It's nothing but guys like me and Rob Parker, the head of Chevrolet, the head of Pepsi. They get all the tickets, not the real fans, not the guy who's hustling on a 9-to-5 to make ends meet and go to one game a season. The whole point of being a fan and sports is rooting for your home team in their home stadium. Neutral sites is a bad idea.
Ooh, a couple swinging again, and Arnie trying to defend another hot take. Arnie, you know, I thought about your points. I liked how you said no weather conditions, trying to make it more of a publicity for everybody else. You can go see a game, even if your team's not in it, in different locations. I liked it, and you almost had me there, odd couple, until Rob G said that normal fans like us and Rob Parker can go to these games. Rob Parker goes to every game. I mean, don't you know who Rob Parker is? I'm going with Arnie on this one.
Oh,
let the little man see the game!
Boom!
Unbelievable.
All tied up here, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Rob G sitting in for the injured Chris Broussard, who sprained his ankle on his way over.
Who's afraid to show?
By far, guys, you know it is spooky SCN season, and we have to keep it a little fun and topical here as Arnie Spaniard has the audacity. And Arnie is, I guess you could say, at a defect here because he says, guys, that candy corn is the best Halloween candy. Arnie, oh, man. I hope Lord be with you. You have 30 seconds. Tell me why.
Oh, no, first of all, this is more than just my opinion. It's actually a scientific fact. Like when you say Tom Brady's the GOAT, you say candy corn is the number one Halloween candy of all time. Matter of fact, it's been around since the 1800s. What else has been around since the 1800s? That's the number one Halloween candy of all time. Plus, it's absolutely delicious. How could you not like that little syrupy, corn, sugary stuff all mixed in? It's like popping in little sodas in your mouth and get you going. It's like chewing a Red Bull or something like that. I love that.
Candy corn? Gross. What are you, a dentist? Because you want to make money off the kids chipping their teeth off that awful candy? That's the cheapest candy going. That's what you buy for the neighborhood kids that you don't like. You give them candy corn. And you know what, Arnie? Until they make candy corn cream style, I'm not interested.
All right. I'm from the Bronx, New York, okay? We didn't grow up in a foo-foo area like you guys in Los Angeles. Candy corn That was a delicacy. And two, you're not chipping your teeth on candy corn in sauce, so you don't know what you're talking about. Three, it comes in many different flavors, like three or four different ones. 7 billion pieces were made of candy corn last year alone. And you get the little pieces or the pumpkin-sized pieces and have that. I mean, my goodness, man. Every kid loves when you get the candy corn for Halloween. That's the first thing you eat when you get home from your trick-or-treating. Is the number one treat of all of Halloween for all of the ages.
Arnie, the people who make candy corn don't even like candy corn. Just like Rob said, when you give it out on Halloween, it's because you give it to the kids you don't like, yes, or the kid who's riding his bike all over your lawn and messing up your flowers, or that noisy neighbor that won't shut up at 3 a.m. Everybody knows the best Halloween candy has to have chocolate in it. It's either got to be a Snickers bar or a Reese's peanut butter cup, or if you're feeling squirrely, a Reese's Pieces. Nobody likes candy corn.
Can have that anytime.
Hey, and Arnie, once you go chocolate, you never go back, okay?
Oh! Now, Arnie, let me say, where are you resonating from, Arnie? Where is the beautiful place you're staying right now?
Burlington, Vermont.
Okay, Burlington, Vermont. I'm not sure if candy corn is a top seller out there, Arnie, because maybe you're the only one buying candy, but I have to say you were trying to fight an uphill battle. You were trying to push a boulder up a giant mountain that seems to keep falling backwards, and Arnie, I was going to give it to you, but I got to go with the odd couple on this one. Nobody wants candy corn!
Candy corn. Rob G., nobody wants, right, individual candy corn that's not wrapped. You wouldn't eat that, right?
That's
You'd be
gross.
Afraid of
There's
that.
Some dude's old sweaty hands that he put in there to put you, in that bucket. It's
you
nasty.
Know what? I want to introduce you to my friend, Mr. Click.
Mr. Click?
Yes.
Wow. You see that, Rob G? Is that professional?
Arnie is banned from the hot seat until further notice.
Unbelievable.
More of the odd couple coming up. Stick and stay.
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a Worship Wednesday, Rob G.
I hear you, Rob Parker.
What we got? We got a 3-0 game. The Dodgers still being no hit.
That's right. It's a you said last series that the bats would even themselves out, you know, when they had that 10-run
yep.
first inning.
We talk then, about it.
And sure enough, in game one, those bats were alive from the fifth inning on. And sure enough, they're dead silent here to start our game two.
So far. And I'll tell you, baseball is very, very weird. And it kind of, it's ebbs and flows, Rob G. You know what I mean? Like you think, okay, they got it going. They're going to be hot the whole time. Teams that win game one, you think, oh, they got this wrapped up. They'll win it in four. You know, people are already saying, oh, this is going to be a sweep, or it's going to be five games. I just think it's premature.
Right. I mean, our friend Bill Plaschke, friend of the show from the LA Times, he wrote a long column saying after game one, this series was over. This was something I wanted to pick your brain on because you're the big baseball expert, even though I give you a hard time on the Fowler Fair segment. You do know a little bit of baseball, right?
Just a little bit.
Right. So in every other major American team sport, hockey, the NBA, the NFL, momentum is real. You know, when a team's playing hot, they're hot. And I've always been of the belief, especially in baseball, playoff baseball, that game to game, there's no bigger variance in the playoffs than in baseball than there is in the NBA and the NFL. Would you agree with that?
Totally. And you know why? Because it all centers around who's the starting pitcher the next game. Do you know what? Like, if you beat up on somebody in game one or the bullpen, that doesn't mean that their number two starter can't come out and pitch a gem like Blake Snell's doing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Four innings pitch, 8 strikeouts.
Right, and no hits.
No hits.
And that's what I mean. So that can change the momentum. It's not like there's not real momentum in baseball because a guy can just come out and do his thing, and I think that's what we're seeing. This game's not over. It's only 3-0. I'm not saying anybody's pitching a no-hitter or anything like that, but I felt good that this game, Tampa had a chance to tie the series because the Dodgers – are pitching, Rob G, their bullpen, right? This is a bullpen game.
Correct.
So they've used already, what, 4 pitchers already in 5 innings?
They've used 4 pitchers. And I believe Dave Roberts, I have to double check on this one, but he said when Tony Gonsolin started the game that his hope was that he'd get through at least 3 or 4 innings.
And he didn't.
And he got through 1 1/3.
Exactly.
So that kind of threw off the entire thing right from Jump Street.
So right there, so many different people have to go. And Tampa Bay has a man on and 2 outs in the top of the 5th. I guess the other part of, were you surprised today about the pushback? Where are you on Fitzpatrick? I'm just curious to hear what you know.
You guys took a big L on the Fitzpatrick segment in hour 2.
I couldn't believe how many people pushed back.
It wasn't just the callers, and I know you guys always say, we love when callers disagree. No, you don't. Let's be honest. You do not want the callers to disagree with you.
Just because I called them out?
Exactly. But then you had our buddy David Gascon in the other room talking down on you during an update. He wasn't even worried about giving the score of the World Series. He just wanted to rag on the Odd Couple.
And then
we had Greg Jennings come in. He's in the middle of a power lift. He shows up with no shirt on, and he takes you guys to task. I mean, I will say this, though. I did not like what he said. I mean, I understand feeling that way.
Me too.
I just don't think you can say it publicly.
You can't say
you're
that.
You're putting
but, right?
the rookie quarterback in a terrible position now.
And Rob G, when he says, well, I'm fired and I had to sit in and listen to the guy who fired me and I had to go sit by the guy who I was fired for. Was any of that necessary? He could have just said, I'm disappointed. I thought we had something clicking. You know, I would have loved to finished out this season or had more of an opportunity to win the division. Whatever it is, Rob, right? We can understand that, and I could appreciate that. What he said was uncalled for.
Right, and he had been saying all season. That's why I was so shocked. I know he kind of cleared it up later in that interview or in the news conference. But he had been saying all season, look, I know I'm the placeholder. This is going to be Tua's team. My job is to make sure he's ready when it's time to go. And apparently they decided it's time for him to go, and you get her feelings about it, number one. Number two, you did not get fired. Those checks are still going to clear on Friday.
Use that term that I got fired.
In the middle of a pandemic when people really are getting fired, are taking pay cuts, and you're going to get paid now to hold a clipboard. You got the best job in sports.
No doubt. I thought that was just a little bit over the top, but I was surprised. It's okay, Odd Couple listeners and Greg Jennings and David Gascon and all you guys.
Don't forget Marcus Sacramento.
Chris and I were right on that. That's right.
And the other Marcus Sacramento had a thought on it.
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen.
5-0. Brandon Lowe, 5-0.
Another
unbelievable
one.
And Chris Broussard will be off the next couple days. Andy Furman will fill in tomorrow. And then Friday, I'm heading to the World Series. So keep listening to the Odd Couple. We'll be here for you, keeping you updated. But yeah, an update coming up. Odd Couple, stick and stay.
America!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.